Welcome to your crypto review with David and Nicole. It's been wild out there in the crypto world. Bitcoin's up, what, like 37% since Halloween?
Crazy, right?
But you know what's really caught my eye is Coinbase. Their stock is up, get this, 52% in the same period.
Yeah, they're on a tear.
And it's not just, you know, riding Bitcoin's coattails. They're trying to be like the Amazon of crypto, like a one-stop shop for everything.
They've got big ambitions, and the timing is, well, pretty interesting. Think about it. In January, new administration, new Congress, and they're both like super pro-crypto.
Huge shift, right?
Yeah.
Makes you wonder how the crypto industry gets so much political muscle all of a sudden.
They got strategic. They poured like over $170 million into this election cycle, backing candidates, you know, who are into crypto, lobbying for laws that help crypto. And the crazy thing is, it worked. Over 80% of the candidates they backed won.
Wow, that's impressive.
Even some like big critics of crypto, like Senator Sherrod Brown, they lost their seats. So yeah, Coinbase, they've got reasons to be optimistic.
For sure. Their CFO, Alesia Haas, she even said this whole shift could lead to like some much needed rules that make sense. Maybe even, you know, some big comprehensive crypto laws.
That would be a game changer.
So what are they hoping for specifically? What's on their wish list?
Number one, stable coins. They want them regulated, legitimized, the whole nine yards.
Stable coins, those are like the tokens pegged to the dollar, right?
Yeah.
Backed by reserves for people who want, you know, a little less volatility.
Exactly.
Makes sense. But why is this such a big deal for Coinbase, you know, specifically?
Well, I've got skin in the game. They actually co-sponsor a stablecoin called USDC, which brought in, get this, over $850 million in revenue for them last year.
Wow.
It's a cash cow.
So how does USDC stack up against, like, Tether? Isn't that the big dog in stablecoin?
Tether's bigger, yeah. More than three times the size. But Coinbase, they think the real growth for stablecoins, it's not just trading. It's like cross-border payments, remittances, you know, like a global digital version of Western Union.
Interesting. That could be huge.
Definitely.
But back to Coinbase's to-do list for Congress. It wasn't just about stablecoins, right?
Right. Another big one. They want to shift who regulates most token trading. They want the CFTC, that's the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, to handle it instead of the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission.
And why is that?
Right.
They see the CFTC as like a lighter touch.
Pretty much. They think the CFTC gets it, understands the whole, you know, fast-moving crypto world better. And what's even better for them, they've got some powerful friends in Congress who feel the same way. The new House Financial Services Chairman, French Hill, and Senate Banking Chairman, Tim Scott, they've both said crypto laws are top of their agenda.
Sounds like Coinbase has a real shot at getting what they want.
Yeah, but it might take a minute. Policy analysts, they're saying a big crypto bill, it might get bogged down with other stuff. Maybe not till 2026.
Okay, so not instant gratification. But speaking of positive developments, Gary Gensler stepping down as SEC chair. Got to be good news for Coinbase,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, huge win for them. Gensler, he was like the crypto critic in chief, went after a bunch of crypto companies, including Coinbase.
So who's replacing him? And more importantly, what do they think about crypto?
It's Paul Atkins, a Trump appointee. And here's where it gets interesting. He's got ties to the crypto world. His consulting firm, Potomac Global Partners, they've actually advised the Chamber of Digital Commerce, a big crypto trade group. And Atkins himself, he co-chaired the Token Alliance, this group all about promoting tokens and digital assets.
So he's got skin in the game, huh? No wonder Coinbase is feeling good about their chances in that SEC lawsuit. But before we get into that, let's take a quick break. For more insights on all things crypto, be sure to visit cryptoishere.live. We'll be back in a moment to continue our deep dive into Coinbase's world.
Yeah, that lawsuit from back in June 2023, it's a big one. The SEC is claiming Coinbase was acting like an unregistered securities exchange, which, you know, that could really mess things up for them.
What could happen if the SEC wins?
Well, if it goes to trial, discovery wraps up mid-next year, and then, bam, jury trial. And the thing is, this whole case could really impact Coinbase's ability to trade altcoins. That's a key part of their whole growth plan.
Altcoins. So, like, Solana, Cardano, Polygon, all those.
You got it.
I mean, that's a huge market, like $1.1 trillion, right?
Mm.
But what's the SEC's beef with altcoins?
They're saying a lot of them, they're actually securities, so they should be registered. And if a court agrees with them, it could pretty much kill the altcoin market here in the U.S.
How so?
The SEC's rules, they're really tough. The cost, the paperwork, it'd be a nightmare for everyone. Brokerages, the companies issuing the tokens, it'd be almost impossible to do business legally.
So if Coinbase can't trade altcoins anymore, that'd be a disaster.
Massive hit. Altcoins make up almost half of their trading revenue. We're talking about $2.4 billion in just the first 9 months of this year. If they lose that, that's a huge setback.
Wow, that's serious. It's not just the lawsuit though, right? There's also the whole staking thing.
Yeah.
That's where investors earn yield on their tokens.
Yes, staking.
What's the deal with that and why is the SEC all over it?
Well, with staking, investors lock up their tokens and it helps keep the blockchain running smoothly. And in return, they get rewards, kind of like interest. It's a way to make money just by holding on to your crypto.
So why's the SEC got a problem with it?
They're saying Coinbase's staking program, it's basically an unregistered securities offering. They want Coinbase to either register it officially or shut it down completely.
Another headache for Coinbase.
Right.
But how big a deal is staking for their business? Is it a big moneymaker?
Right now, not really. Compared to trading, it's pretty small. But the execs at Coinbase, they see staking as the future, especially when crypto prices are down and people aren't trading as much. It helps them diversify.
Smart move. Not putting all their eggs in one basket.
Nope.
But beyond stablecoins, altcoins, staking, there's a bigger issue, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
Their whole business model.
Yeah. Coinbase, they're a broker, an exchange, a market maker, and a custodian all rolled into one. That's like unheard of in traditional finance.
So they're shaking things up a bit.
Definitely. You know, on Wall Street, you'd never see that. All those roles, they're kept separate. Regulations, conflicts of interest, it'd never fly.
So with this new pro-crypto vibe in Washington, you think the SEC might ease up and let Coinbase keep doing their thing?
The folks at Coinbase, they're feeling pretty good about it. They think Atkins, the new SEC chair, he might be more willing to work with them. Best case scenario, the lawsuit goes away or they settle with a slap on the wrist.
That would be huge for them. But, you know, usually when a new president comes in, the SEC doesn't just drop cases or change how they see things. I think this time's different.
Well, John Reed Stark, he used to work at the SEC. He enforced the rules and he's always been tough on crypto. But even he thinks this case is different. He thinks they'll probably work something out.
That's surprising. What makes him think that?
He says, first of all, Trump campaigned on putting the brakes on the SEC's crypto crackdown. So there's the political will. Then you've got Atkins, who's got those connections to the industry. And on top of that, Trump appointed David Sacks, who's a big crypto guy, as the, get this, crypto and AI czar.
So Stark thinks all that together, plus the people involved, it means Coinbase has a good chance of getting a good outcome.
Yeah, he's pretty sure they'll either drop the case or settle with something that lets Coinbase keep running their business pretty much as is.
That would be a big win for Coinbase. It could clear the way for them to really grow. But what does that future look like? What's going to determine whether they succeed or fail?
Well, some analysts are really high on Coinbase. John Todaro over at Needham, he's got a buy rating on their stock.
Yeah.
He thinks the threat of the SEC holding them back, that's pretty much gone, so they're free to expand.
So if the regulations go their way, Coinbase is golden.
Potentially. And they're not wasting any time. They just listed the PEPE token. That's a meme coin. And get this, they're going to list the Peanut the Squirrel token too.
Meme coins. Like those joke tokens. Are those actually, like, a real thing?
They start as jokes, yeah, but they can generate huge trading volume, really profitable for platforms like Coinbase. Think about it. Bitcoin, yeah, it's worth $2 trillion. That's, like, 56% of the whole crypto market.
Yeah.
But on Coinbase, it only makes up 37% of the trading.
So Bitcoin's the big dog in terms of value, but those other tokens, they're what's driving the trading action.
Exactly. And they make Coinbase more money. First 9 months of this year, everything besides Bitcoin and Ether, that was 51% of the trading volume, but it brought in 53% of the transaction revenue.
That's interesting. So Coinbase's future might depend on how well they can handle those smaller, riskier tokens.
Could be.
What else are they planning? What are the new stuff are they thinking about offering?
Well, Paul Grewal, Coinbase's chief legal officer, he's got some big ideas if the SEC backs off. He's talking about listing even more tokens, more staking products, even things like letting investors borrow against their crypto.
So like a whole suite of crypto-based financial products.
Exactly.
Ambitious. But what about the risks? Coinbase's stock, it's really expensive right now. And their earnings, they're up and down all the time.
You're not wrong. It's definitely a gamble. The analysts at FactSet, they're saying sales might only grow by 6% in 2025 to about $6.1 billion. And earnings per share, they could actually drop by 28% to $4.25.
So Not exactly a sure thing.
Right. The market's betting big on Coinbase, but there's no guarantee it'll pay off. Their stock is trading at like 73 times their estimated earnings for 2025. And their market value, it's a whopping $70 billion. That's more than NASDAQ and Cboe Global Markets combined.
Wow. High expectations. So what's going to make or break them? What should investors be watching?
Best case scenario, the whole crypto market keeps growing. Bitcoin goes up. More people get into crypto ETFs. Big institutions start investing. All that could push up both the stock price and the value of the tokens.
So if crypto does well, Coinbase does well.
Pretty much. But there's competition, too. Mizuho Securities, they don't think Coinbase is going to do so well. They're saying Coinbase is losing customers to Robinhood, at least when it comes to retail trading. And that was in October and November.
Robinhood. They have way fewer tokens than Coinbase.
Yeah, but they're adding more, and they're really easy to use. Plus, they don't charge commissions. That appeals to a lot of people.
So even if Coinbase gets past the regulations, they still have to worry about Robinhood and everyone else coming after them.
Yep. In the end, it all comes down to whether crypto grows up and becomes more than just something people trade for fun. Does it become part of the mainstream financial world?
And with Trump and the Republicans in charge, that line might get blurry. Look at what happened with Peanut the Squirrel. That thing went from a $50 million joke to $650 million after the election. People are still crazy for these meme coins.
Definitely keeps things interesting. It's a wild world out there. One minute it's a joke, the next minute it's making people millions.
It is. So as we wrap up our look at Coinbase, what are the big takeaways? What should our listeners be thinking about when they think about Coinbase and its future?
A few things. First, the political landscape, it's totally changed. It's way more friendly to crypto now, and that's good for Coinbase. Second, the SEC lawsuit, that's still hanging over them. How that plays out, that's going to be huge. And third, the competition is getting fierce. Robinhood, they're just one example. Coinbase is going to have to fight to stay on top.
Great summary. It's complicated for sure. Mm-hmm. But hopefully our deep dive has, you know, given everyone a better understanding of what's going on.
Yeah, I think so. It's important to understand both the risks and the rewards before you jump into crypto.
Absolutely. Do your research. Talk to a financial advisor if you need to.
Good advice. Crypto can be great, but it's not for everyone.
Well said. And on that note, we'll wrap up this episode of Your Crypto Review. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into Coinbase and the world of crypto.
It's been fun.
And for more info, the latest news, all that good stuff, don't forget to check out CryptoIsHere.live.
It's a great resource.
Thanks for listening to Your Crypto Review podcast. We'll see you next time.